what's your feelings at the moment? Ready to get into it?
Yeah, there's never enough hours in the day, and you'd like more time to train, but I think the players are ready to get into it. We've pushed them really hard, and it's a great chance now to see some new players that have come to our club and a new draftees in the firing line.
How does it feel personally, though, to be game number one and down here in Tassie?
Yeah, I've said before I'm a passionate Tasmanian and always will be, and I hope now there's just a little reason for Tasmanians to have a little bit more of an emotional connection to Carlton.
When you were running around here as a player, did you ever aspire to coming back as a senior coach?
Gee, when you're playing, the last thing you're thinking about is coaching. But, you know, it's always been a dream and something I've been working hard on for a number of years is just develop as a person, and the outcome now is at a club with rich history.
Does it bring back memories to what went here?
Oh, whenever I'm in Tasmania, it brings back memories. I grew up here.
Are you hoping to see positive signs from your top two draft picks?
We're hoping to see positive growth signs with all our lists, not just our two draft picks. But, you know, they've put a lot of hard work in, and we're just looking for the little sprouts of improvement and development each game in the NAB.
What's it mean coming up against Hawthorn week one as well?
I think it's just a terrific preparation. They've been the yardstick of the competition for a long time now, and three-time premiers. So, what it does, it gives you a good indication of where you're at and what you need to improve on in coming weeks.
How can Carlton fans expect the 2016 Blues to be playing in terms of style of footy?
Oh, listen, I think the game now, you don't lock into one style of footy. The game needs the chance to be flexible and adapt. So you'll see it change and evolve over the course of the year.
You'll coach the whole NAB challenge? I mean, some coaches are handing over, but you'll take the reins for the whole time, obviously.
Yeah, I really like the idea of rotating it, but we're a new club with new coaches and just learning our system. So in time, that'll be something hopefully we can work towards. But at the moment, it's about myself and the coaching group gelling and working together for the first time.
And will the skipper be playing?
See drastic changes to the way the team played last season?
Oh, listen, we've got our new approach because we've got new players. We've got 15 different players from last year and four or five different coaches, so there's some different philosophies for sure.
When you were coach of Clarence down in southern Tasmania, you had a bit of a reputation as a bit of an innovator in terms of coaching. Are you already looking to get ahead of the rest of the coaching ranks in the AFL?
Listen, it's my first NAB Cup game. I haven't coached an AFL game, so at the moment it's just about embedding our philosophies.
Your chance to catch Clarko for a coffee down here in the lead-up?
Listen, Al Clarkson, Chris Fagan and David Rath have been all terrific friends of mine. At the moment, it's very process-driven. We're going to go out and play a game, but I've got lifelong friends there.
Will the skipper be playing?
Mark Murphy? No, he won't be playing.
And what about Cripsy? Will he be playing tomorrow?
Or? He wasn't listed.
Yeah. All good, mate.
All good.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for coming out.